going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Change your ways, baby. Change your ways, Atlanta Falcons. Merry draft us. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. That's such a good, I'm telling y'all, life advice here. It's a great alarm clock song. Just telling you. By the time it gets to the end, you'll be snapping going, yeah. Na 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 na. Yeah. Feel all the vibes, man. Squid's already bobbing his head. He don't even want to admit it. He's already bobbing his head. It is.
Hey, look, man. I know this isn't a shock to anybody, but I love when I look at when I see the man in the mirror, man. Yeah. I mean, I love what I see. I mean, maybe not the best looking, but I just know that he, you know, he's a baller, a shot caller.
Is that what?
He's got 22-inch blades.
Golly,
on his Z71.
Right. This is Michael Jackson moment.
And now he's a papa
paid
too.
Tonight.
Yeah. Now you can call him Big Papa. Big Papa Squid.
There
Swish
you go.
Roll tight.
Oh man, anybody that was tuned in 30 seconds ago is now turning their dial.
Hey, real quick, I know it's draft day. Austin, who is – I call Austin one of my negative Twitter followers because him and I always go back and forth. But he's like, realistic, they're going to draft wide receiver Luther Burden or Will Johnson, the DB. Pass rusher makes too much sense, so I fully expect them not to draft that. First off, most people don't have Luther Burden right now in the first round. And I just wrote back, I go, well, they'd draft Tyler Warren before they draft Luther Burden.
I was going to say, what's the – is it Loveland that's the other tight end?
Colston,
that would
Loveland.
Be, dude, no thanks.
But I did respond to him this, and I think this is, again, something that I'm continuing to say today because I'm trying to – look, I want to be real to y'all. I don't want to set you up for unreal expectations. There's a really good chance they do draft Will Johnson or Jahdae Barron.
Yeah.
Okay? There is a really good chance. But let's not forget this. They need playmakers everywhere on defense, and those are the two best cornerbacks other than Travis Hunter in the draft. So we can't be upset because they need another DB. Another corner, excuse me, a safety, a versatile linebacker inside, an edge rusher, an interior defensive lineman. They need all of those. So if they take any of them, guys, I don't know how we can be upset.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And cornerback is the one position, and we're going to get to the Diana Rossini in just a second. Cornerback is the one position, Bo, that I have trouble piecing in the draft. You look at the draft overall, the most coveted people are usually the ones that make the most money on their second contract, quarterback, left tackle, edge rusher. But you get to corner, and a lot of times corners are so hard to find, good ones. They're so coveted, they'll make a lot of money as well. They're kind of in that scenario where if you can get a good corner, he does go top 10, but there's almost always like a drop-off after that. You know, you'll have the A.J. Terrells of the world, and then a lot of times you get past that, and it's like, man. And Mike Hughes has been great for us, but don't forget that Mike Hughes was the third overall pick who at one point was a bust, right? We had Jeff Okuda a couple years ago. He's on his third NFL team. So you have those scenarios where it's like, I don't even know how to piece cornerback half the time on rosters in the draft.
The funny thing about that, the draft that AJ came in was his 2020 draft. Jeff Okuda, who you just mentioned, was the third player selected in that draft.
Yes.
The top cornerback. The next cornerback was C.J. Henderson out of Florida at 9.
Yep.
And then you go to A.J. Terrell at 16. And then you go to Damon Arnett at 19. Arnett's been a pretty good player. And then you have Igbinoghene.
Noah Igbinoghene.
And Jeff Gladney. Am I wrong that A.J. Terrell has been the best cornerback
group? That's my point with this conversation. I want to get to a Terry Fondo cut because he talks about this a little bit. But that's my point about the cornerback position. And it's not like it's any more hit or miss. I just have trouble understanding what the value of it is in the first round. You have years where it's like quarterback. Like you're going to see 7 go off the board in the top 20. And there's other years where you look at it and you go, it should technically be the third or fourth most coveted, behind quarterback and edge, third or fourth most coveted position on the field, but you don't always see the draft expectations line up with that. Here's Terry Fontenot talking about the vision for the roster, and the draft plans just had to fall into place.
It always comes down to that number one part, the vision, and working along with the coaches and working along with the staff and making sure we have a clear vision for what those players are and how they're going to fit with our team. You never want to, I feel like, anytime with anything, you get in trouble if you're desperate and you reach. And that's when I talk about taking the best player available for us, it's about taking impact players and making your team better. And when you get more hyper-focused on a specific need and a specific position, that's when you get yourself in trouble, Ken. I truly, and that's not just these last four drafts. That's over 23 years, 24 years I've been in the league or whatever that is. That's when you can get yourself in trouble if you just focus on having a clear vision for what they're going to be for you and taking good players, impact players, at whatever spot that is, that's when you can be more effective.
There is a term he just used. Having a clear vision of what they are going to be for you. Now, I'll give you credit, man. You've been all over this best player available for the years that I've known you and what it means and how there is a lack of understanding amongst NFL fans about what it's going to be. You have to have a vision, like he said, of what these guys are going to be for you, not what they are for anybody else and not how well they fit in scheme in college. If it is a guy like Shamar Stewart, who we all have questions about, and you look at his length, you look at what your scheme is going to be. You look at, Jeff Ulbrich's watching tape of how other teams are going to attack the Atlanta Falcons, and you feel like that he is the best player to fill that gap, to your point that you've been making now for over 2 years. Terry Fontenot is going to take the best player available for them.
Yeah. It's not Daniel Jeremiah's board or Mel Kiper's board or name the draft guru that you've heard on the radio station or on ESPN, NFL Network, CBS Sports HQ, whatever, you're viewing, wherever you view your sports. It's theirs. And it goes in line that's why you hear collaborative effort. See, that's why you hear those kind of terms, because you don't want a GM drafting the players that he and the scouts like that don't fit the system that your coaching staff wants to run. But that said, if a coaching staff comes in with players drafted, they need to use them the way to their best ability. I'm not saying that, but I just think that when we look at it, we fall in love with players because we hear guys talk about them or we watched them play on Saturdays. And we don't take into account all of those things. And then there's the human being element.
Yeah.
What kind of teammate is he? What kind of human being is he?
People tend to forget that these are actual human beings. They're not fantasy players, that they actually have to interact with one another and understand and learn.
And is it a situation where, you go back to the oldest story is Brett Favre being traded out of Atlanta to Green Bay, and Jerry Glanville was on Dukes and Bell like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, talking about how he was, I think it was on Dukes and Bell, but how he was a guy that, Favre, he's like, he couldn't stay out of the bars. I had to trade him somewhere where he couldn't get in trouble. And I think a lot of it, Jalen Carter to me is a very similar story. You couldn't draft him in a city that was 35 minutes from Athens, which would have been Flowery Branch where he would spend every day.
Yeah.
Because he needed to be out of that environment with some people that could help him, and it was the perfect storm for Howie Roseman. Also, how the hell does Howie Roseman have 30 picks every year?
Dude's doing. He's operating in a completely different way. I got to get to Diana Rossini real quick before we get to mic'd up. She had a tweet yesterday. It's kind of, I don't understand this tweet to an extent because it kind of contradicts itself. The tweet itself reads, "The Steelers, Browns, and possibly Vikings could be involved in a trade involving Kirk Cousins, sources say. Minnesota is looked at as the least likely scenario given their preference to favor J.J. McCarthy, and Cousins would need to sign off on any deal." But the excerpt in the image says, "It is believed that Cousins would be against any trade that involves sending him to a situation involving a young quarterback, similar to the one he faced last year." Two things on this. He ain't going to Minnesota. Second of all, Kirk Cousins probably going to have to swallow a little bit of pride if he's not going to be in Atlanta, dude, because almost every situation now involves another quarterback. There's not a situation, and that's why we brought up New Orleans earlier, but that's not likely either. There's not a situation where you look at it and go, well, they're going to hand him the keys to the car. That's just not out there right now for him. Not right now, anyways.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Look, the Rossini thing, I said this a few weeks ago, when I can't remember, we were on, and Rossini came out with this about, well, you know, to me, the Browns is what I'm hearing. Well, who are you hearing it from? Because the person I hear the most trade rumors about Kirk Cousins from is Diana Rossini.
Yeah,
and none of it's been accurate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's not.
You know,
it's just like the guy that came out before the weekend before legal tampering started, or the negotiating window, is like, he'll be in Cleveland by the end of the weekend.
Yep.
Well, that played out.
Yep.
So there's just so much that you don't. Everybody has a source, and they throw. It is, you know, Dave Archer's used this. It's like in the zoo. When the animals throw feces at the glass window, and that's what reporters are doing just to see if it sticks.
Yeah, I had such a good tease for Mic'd Up in my draft story. You threw me completely for a loop right there. So let's just get to it.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me.
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Oh, the imagery in my head of the monkeys at the zoo right now. Just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. They also, look, man, you can order online. Make sure you hit buffaloscafe.com and get those wings lined up, because you'll be glued to the couch tonight to see, or at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, to see who the Atlanta Falcons are going to take in the draft. Believe it or not, one time, at one point in my life, this is now 16 years ago, in April of 2010, I was drafted, 15 years ago, I was drafted to the Atlanta Falcons. I have a story that I still can't believe how it ended up. Now, I had a 3rd to 5th draft grade. I was understanding of the fact that it was going to be 3rd to 5th. All right, everything my agent was telling me, shout out Pat Dye Jr., I know he's in Buckhead somewhere living it up. Everything my agent was telling me at the time was, you're a 3rd to 5th. I'm fine with that. I understand that. I wanted to be a developmental player. I was known as a guy who would come in and work. I could run block. Still need to work on the hands and pass protection, other things like that. So the way the draft is structured, you get first round on Thursday night. This is one of the first years you got the draft on the first round on Thursday night. And then you have second and third on a Friday. I didn't want a draft party. My parents, or my mom in particular, decided, I'm just going to invite a couple people over on Friday. I was like, dude, I do not want this. I do not want anybody at my house on Friday because I do not know that I am being drafted on a Friday. And to me, I don't want to have to stand and wave bye to people in the driveway as they are saying, hey, good luck tomorrow. You know what I mean? I don't need those vibes, okay? This is the most stressful couple of days of my life up until that point. I don't need to be like, sorry, I didn't get drafted tonight. Sorry to disappoint you. All right, but nonetheless, you know how moms work, dude.
Did any part of you like think about just retreating to a safe space?
I did. So that perfect setup for the end of this story. People start coming over to my house. I'm like, Mom, what's going on? Well, I invited your aunt. Well, I invited your cousin. Okay, I don't want to be around people. So what did I do? Went upstairs to what at the time became like an office. It used to be my bedroom when I lived there, and at the time was an office. Right, there was like a couch and a TV and a desk and everything else. So I go upstairs. I'm sitting there. We're at the end of Friday night. The very end of Friday night. I'm like on the phone, text. I'm going, well, you know, tomorrow will be a good day. Hopefully I'll hear my name called tomorrow. Sure enough, dude, the very, very last pick of Friday night. I'm like, okay, final teams on the clock, Falcons. I had visited Flowery Branch, but I didn't think they were going to take me. Phone starts ringing, 770 number, Flowery Branch, Georgia. And I'm like, wait a second. Answer the phone. Get a chance to talk to who I believe at the time. Don't quote me on this. I'm pretty sure the guy who called me was Les Snead. Auburn grad Les Snead, who I know stood on the table for me in the draft room. Shout out to him. Ended up talking to, obviously, Coach Smith and Thomas Dimitroff and Arthur Blank. Still a night that I'll never forget, but the fact that I was the last pick on Friday night still shakes me to my core. I was like, dude, the amount of disappointment in everybody's face. I don't want to go downstairs, man. I don't want to go downstairs and face everybody and know that I didn't get picked tonight and I upset everybody. But I wasn't upset personally. I was upset that everybody came. But nonetheless, man, it all worked out good. Here I am in Atlanta, all these years later, 15 years later, man, living the dream.
You know what's funny is the brain trust of the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
Is from Eufaula, Alabama.
I know, dude.
And Brookhaven, Georgia.
Yeah.
I know that technically McVay was born in Ohio, but he's a Georgia guy.
They both look Hollywood, too. Like, at this point, they both look Hollywood. You're like, those guys look like they're from California.
They actually have a very similar look.
Yeah.
They look like two guys that didn't grow up in Hollywood but transitioned to Hollywood.
I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.